Well, hot temperatures again today, but as we've been saying all week long, it's not anything unseasonable. Ought to be in the upper 80s this time of year. That's where we'll be today. You will notice perhaps a little bit of an uptick in the humidity. In fact, you most likely will, especially by this afternoon. And that will trigger an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, mainly to the west of I-95. Very hit and miss for this afternoon. And then I suspect we're going to see a little band of thunderstorms develop with the sea breeze as it starts to move eastward. That will be the west coast sea breeze this evening. So we may very well go virtually the entire day without much, if any, rain at all in our listening area of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. And then as we get to after 6 or 7 p.m., see a shower, a thunderstorm pop along that sea breeze, move to I-95 through 8 p.m., and then perhaps even a cell or two to the beaches through 9 o'clock this evening before it all dissipates. And then the rest of the night is generally quiet. We'll be tracking a cold front approaching from the west. Been giving you the first alert on this all week long. Produced some severe weather yesterday to our west and northwest. Will again today from the Florida Panhandle on up into Georgia. Keep that in mind if you're traveling west on Interstate 10 or north on I-75 from Lake City on up into Georgia, because there will be quite a few showers and thunderstorms. Well, that front's in our area tomorrow, and it continues to look to be our best shot at getting widespread and at least somewhat significant rainfall for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Now, the timing on this is kind of interesting. We have a lead upper-level disturbance coming out ahead of the front that may trigger some showers and thunderstorms as early as the morning hours tomorrow. Then there'd be a bit of a break with some sun. The temperatures would heat up, and then the actual cold front would move in, and we'd get some more scattered showers and thunderstorms. So the moral of the story for your Friday, getaway Friday, right, as we head into the holiday weekend, is to expect scattered showers and thunderstorms, not an all-day rain, but some showers and storms that at times will produce some heavy downpours and perhaps a few strong storms, especially if we can manage enough sunshine and get that heating going a little bit. And there will be a pretty decent upper-level disturbance driving this cold front, so some of the stronger storms may also produce some small to medium-sized hail tomorrow. So tomorrow's a day to keep an eye to the sky. Not expecting widespread severe weather. And after all, we do need the rainfall. We evaporate a good third of an inch of water from the soil each and every day this time of year when it's not raining. So despite the downpours of the past weekend, we're quickly drying out now as we do typically this time of year. So we could use a round of rain. And the good news is, that's what it is. It's a round of rain, and the cold front moves through Friday night and clears it out for the weekend. Really a delightful forecast. Yes, it will be hot, but again, not particularly unseasonable. And the dew point temperatures, the humidity, really not bad on Saturday. Will allow nighttime temperatures to dip well down into the 60s. That's a bargain for this time of year. We will still see highs on Saturday approaching 90 and then reaching the lower 90s for Sunday and Memorial Day. And you will start to notice the humidity again by Monday on Memorial Day. And that will lead to an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. But there will be many spots that go the entire three-day weekend without any rainfall. That's not real easy to do. For this late in May and into these, of course, as we're approaching early June in our wet season. So this looks to be a pretty decent weekend for a lot of stuff going on, right? It's the Memorial Day weekend. It's a three-day weekend. Many schools will be out for the first time for the summer and others soon to be. We have Jazz Fest, of course, returning to Jacksonville. What fun. You have the piano. Jazz begins tonight. I had the opportunity multiple times in the past to MC the jazz pianist, and it is really good stuff. So you might want to check that out tonight. And then, of course, everything gets underway full force tomorrow through Saturday and Sunday for the Jazz Fest. It was 10 years ago, by the way, sort of interesting, in 2012 that Jazz Fest was canceled. It started, but then got canceled by Tropical Storm Beryl that moved in from the Atlantic and produced heavy rain and high winds over the holiday weekend, peaking on the night before Memorial Day, on Sunday night right on into Memorial Day. That was 10 years ago. We don't have any trouble in the tropics this time around for this particular holiday weekend. Hurricane season, by the way, begins on June 1st, next Wednesday. And then we also have the Blue Crab Fest returning to Palatka after several years without it, a couple years without it because of the pandemic, of course. And so that's good fun, too, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Putnam County. Plan and prepare for some heat through the holiday weekend, but otherwise, seems that all systems are go weather-wise as we head into your weekend, with all eyes on that chance for widely scattered storms late this afternoon and especially this evening across the area, and then on and off storms and showers through the day tomorrow. Then we'll dry it out. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.